אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Efnitzer, as Australian Jews expressed their sorrow and outrage over those the senseless police killing of George Floyd in America, efforts by anti-Zionist activists to link the tragedy to alleged Israeli brutality have been labeled cynical and insulting by Australian Jewish leaders. The 46-year-old unarmed African-American man, as everyone knows, died last week after an officer knelt on his neck and refused to get off, despite protests that he could not breathe. As America reels, the incident is being used by some to smear Israel. The U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights tweeted, for example, the Israeli military trains U.S. police in racist and repressive policing tactics, which systematically targets black and brown bodies. Other groups who did the same included the Democratic Socialists of America's BDS National Working Group, which said the police violence happening in America in Minneapolis is straight out of the IDF playbook, and even the Palestinian Authority has propagated the comparison with its Fatah's Facebook page showing photos of Israeli soldiers pinning down Palestinians, and a PLO newspaper publishing a cartoon of an Israeli soldier and American police officer kneeling on the necks of a Palestinian and a black man, respectively. Now, the reaction by Australian leaders has been very solid and very fast. Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Director of International Affairs, Jeremy Jones, told the AJN, promoting the claim that Israel is somehow responsible, even in a philosophical sense, for what's going on in America is both cynical and almost sickening. It's insulting to the people who have legitimate grievances. It is a complete denial of any agency of any of the players in the American political scene. And he said it's what you see from people who really cannot win the intellectual argument.
And we are talking to Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. I know that many American Jews actually were affected by the riots, just as their neighbors' shops were looted and burned down. So we hope that the U.S. will get out of it and we won't see an escalation in the situation in America. Without any connection to the riots in the States, Israel is expecting a huge number of Olim in the next few years. What is the reason?
Yes, so during a webinar hosted by the Zionist Federation of Australia and United Israel Appeal last Sunday, part of their lockdown learning series, there were very special guests direct from Israel. There was Isaac Herzog, who chairs the Jewish Agency for Israel. Yeah, and according to him, he said there's a major wave of Aliyah ranging from 100,000 to 250,000 Jews that he said are expected to arrive in Israel over the next 3 to 4 years alone. A combination of a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in countries in Europe and South America, and also a sharp upturn in anti-Semitism, which is a push factor as well. That was his prediction in conversation with Stephen Lowy, who from Sydney, who chairs the Keren Hayesod World Board of Trustees, noting a sharp rise in inquiries about Aliyah and the first immigrants to start arriving as early as July. Herzog said young professionals are significant among the Olim anticipated to make the move. And he said mortality rates from COVID-19 significantly higher than the national average, affecting Jewish communities in the UK and France. And this has caused a major psychological impact on many people who see that Israel has taken many right decisions and is emerging as a strengthened country. Despite just in the recent week, start of the problem getting slightly worse again. Hopefully it'll go down, the rate will go down in Israel again once more. And in Latin America and South Africa, where the economy is in crisis, they're also seen as sources of new immigrants to Israel. And even the US, where life has deteriorated amid divisiveness and a spike in anti-Semitic activities and civil unrest. And that will also lead to an uptick of Olim from the USA. Who would have thought?
Yeah, Well, that's right. You wouldn't expect it, but I think the world around us is changing dramatically. And coming back to Sydney, to Moriah College, everything's back to normal, back to school. What's the story?
Yeah, it is now, thank goodness. The kids are back, the teachers are back. And last week, New South Wales Health confirmed that, as the listeners will know, that beforehand a Year 5 student was diagnosed with coronavirus and the school was temporarily closed for 5 days. Now, it still remains unclear how the boy contracted the virus, but he is recovering at home and said to be doing well. And we understand that he will attend the class again after another week, but everyone else is back to normal in the school. And the principal, Rabbi Yeshua Smukla, said this college decided to err on the side of caution from the very beginning, just in case, to ensure that everything went forward in a seamless manner, and most importantly, that all students, parents and teachers at the school will remain safe. And fortunately, since then in Sydney, there hasn't been any, in the last week, there hasn't been any COVID-19 new cases caused internally. The only cases have been from overseas arrivals. So that's good news.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, before I let you go, the Jewish Museum has a new initiative. I think while it was closed, they didn't go to sleep there. They were very active.
Yeah, that's right. So while they were physically closed, they had a lot of online, they did virtual online tours. They had virtual excursions for schools from all over New South Wales. So they kept their education role going. But also they had a lovely new project for the last couple of months where the Holocaust survivors and members of the museum had a pen pal project with young students at Jewish schools. So this was lovely. There were many, many letters exchanged, and it really put a smile on the face of both the Holocaust survivors and the young kids. And we've included in the Jewish News some lovely examples of letters and what came of it. Meanwhile, the museum is currently collecting items, including memorabilia, artworks and photos, that reflect the recent highs and lows of Sydney Jewry's experience during the COVID-19 outbreak. And in further good news, the museum has announced that it will be reopening its doors from June 28, and there will even be a new exhibition opening about Jews from Islamic lands. And that will be open to the general public from July 1.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a fantastic week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.